Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here at the old gym of Flippin High School, we'll be in the new gym later for the girls' game between Mountain Home and the and also the Lady Wolverines of Bentonville West. Teams are just in their huddles, just getting some last second instructions from their respective coaches.
they're actually
lined up like they're about to do starting lineups. I guess they do have a microphone at the out at.
They didn't do this for the girls' game. Let's go. We're not doing starting lineups.
I was wondering what the deal was. That's not my just. So. Their road blacks, coach by Josh Fulcher, and both teams are out on the floor getting ready for the opening tip off. Brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Tyler Pollard's jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Chadwick, it will be Clayton Garrison.
Yes, yeah, the old gym. If some of you guys have been in Pinkston, in the gym in Pinkston, it reminds me a lot of that. On one end, you got the deal. We're sitting up on the area that would be the stage in Pinkston's gym, but it's kind of elevated at Pinkston's gym. They have the stage. Now they don't even have the stage anymore, do they? They took the stage out and they put that back gym going back to the back gym back there.
That's right.
So that's where the coaches' offices are, but that's kind of the way that this gym is set up. It reminds me a lot of that with the bleachers.
Ball is up in the air, and that tip is, well, about to almost sail out of bounds. It looks like it's going to be won by Chadwick. They are moving down to up here in this first half. And so we usually say left to right or right to left, but where we're situated at. Here is Garrison going into the lane for the layup. Good. And just like that, it is Chadwick that strikes first.
Yeah, you're going to see that. They're going to run a not home in their little matchup zone, and Chadwick did a great job as they kind of found that. We got stoppage of play here. So they're going to reset the shot clock. Reset the shot clock. The shot clock did not reset after the made bucket. They're asking them to put 30 seconds on the shot clock. There they go. They got it.
Okay. So we're 26 seconds into this contest. Chadwick has the early 2-0 lead.
Tell you, our own Zach Hutchins is our shot clock operator. I don't know if he'd have made that mistake.
No.
Got a 1-2-2 zone press here that Chadwick is throwing at Mountain Home.
Tate with it in the backcourt. He gets it into the frontcourt to Corp. Over to Podwoski. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert met by a double team. Over to Podwoski on the right side. Down to Corp on the low block. He's looking for the basket. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Garrison. Garrison quickly loses the handle of the ball, but he's able to get it back and avoid the turnover.
Coach Fulcher's about two steps onto the court coaching over there because he has no room. He has to be, right?
Yep. Ball goes over on the left side to Garen.
This is one of those benches. You got to keep your feet tucked in or you're going to trip somebody going down the sideline here.
Garen will give it to Smith. Smith has it near the right corner.
Not going to be a man-to-man right here now. Defense.
7 seconds left on the shot clock. Smith with it. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. Offensive rebound. He gets his own rebound. He will kick it out to Garen. Back to Smith. Now up top it goes to Garrison. Over to Garen near the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. Offensive rebound, though, for Daugherty. He's going to be fouled. And it will be Chadwick inbounding the ball on the baseline. Couldn't tell who they called that foul on.
I didn't see who they got the foul on either. Number 2, Blaine Tate.
Okay, so that's Tate's first personal foul. And Garrison has the ball in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes from McLean.
Nice strong defense there by McLean and Podlowski in the interior. Mountain Home's line there.
Mountain Home still looking for their first basket.
This zone is going to be extended all the way into the half court set for Chadwick.
And looks like a foul is going to be called. That's going to be on
34.
Yeah, 34 on Daugherty. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 1 against the Bobcats.
Daugherty's rocking the European mullet.
Excuse me.
Check it out. European mullet down there.
How about that?
I like hair even though I don't have any. I can tell the styles over there.
I knew you guys liked hair when
Folgers. It's Folgers,
that's
right?
That's Folgers. Blaine Tate comes out of the game.
He's got a cut on his eye right here.
So, yeah, he's going to have to come out. And so Ethan Rosa is going to check in.
Fun fact, Blaine Tate's, this is a gym, not this one, the new gym, probably that his dad built. His dad, Ben, was a...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, played at Flipping. All-star Flipping. Great player in his day.
Wow. Well, McLean throws it down on a low block to Rosa. He's going to kick it back out to McLean in the right corner. Cross court to Gilbert on the left wing. He's going to put up the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Corp. He's going to go back over. The shot's blocked. And the ball comes to Garrison.
Good job getting an offensive rebound from Mountain Home. Corp tried to go back up with it. Man, just a strong interior play.
And Mountain Home comes up with the steal, I believe.
Rebound.
Oh, rebound.
Yeah,
okay.
Shot.
Okay. Ball goes to McLean into the front court. Over to Corp. Now up top to Gilbert. 5:36 left to play in the first quarter. Still a 2-0 Chadwick lead. Ball goes to Corp. Over to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three for the lead. There. Good! Greg Gilbert puts Mountain Home on the board with the tray. 3-2, Mountain Home up. 5:24 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Smith. Down to Daugherty. Over on the right side to Keegan. Over to Smith on the left. Smith's going to dribble to the free throw line. Gives it to Daugherty just outside the paint. Out to Garrison on the right wing. 14 left in the shot clock. Garrison drills into lane. Goes up for the layup. No good, but tips it back up and in.
Yeah, Garrison's, he looks like their dude, man. He is a strong kid. He's going to play the middle kind of in this zone right here, 33, and he's in the full attack mode when he gets the ball.
Back that way, Gilbert tries another three. This one won't go, and the rebound comes to Garen. Cardinals with the ball and the 4-3 lead. 4:43 left in the first quarter. Garen with it up top. Dribbles toward the right side. Mounts on once again in the man. Ball goes to Smith there on the right side. He'll dribble up to the top. Over on the left to Keegan. Keegan dribbles into the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. Good, no good. And rebound's controlled by McLean.
Great defense there by Rhett. Rhett Gilbert bodying him up and holding his ground.
Rosa finds Corp on the low block, and the ball's knocked away. And I believe there's going to be an out-of-bounds call.
Yeah, so it's going to say out-of-bounds. Got to stay with Mountain Home, though.
Yep. 4:17 left to play in the first quarter. It is a Chadwick 4-3 advantage. Inbound pass on the baseline.
A lot of good shots for both teams so far, but no makes.
Inbound pass knocked away and stolen by the Cardinals. Back comes Garrison. He's going into lane for the layup. Good. And Mount Holmes going to call timeout. We will break with 4:10 left to play in the opening period. It is Chadwick leading Mountain Home 6-3. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Well, so far, Clayton Garrison with all six of Chadwick's points, and you seem to be right about how he's the go-to guy.
Yeah, I mean, you just tell by the way he attacks, right? He's coming downhill. When he catches the ball, he's going to attack hard, and Mountain Home just got to try to see if we can take a charge on him and slow him down a little bit.
It is Mountain Home's ball. As you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside. Greg Gilbert with it on the right side. He's going to kick it out to McLean or to Pawlowski in the left corner. He's going to dribble towards the paint. Kicks out to Gilbert for the three. No good. And McLean tries to hit it back up. He can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
Yeah, got two offensive rebounds there. First one just tried to tip it in. But great pass there by Tyler Pawlowski. Drove the lane, kicked it straight out for the step-in three by Rhett. Didn't go down, but I guarantee you we'll take that shot every time down.
Here's Smith with it. Gives it over on the right side. Actually, that was King, and now he gives it to Smith. Over on the left side to Garen. Back over to Smith on the right. He's going to give it back to Garen.
Mount Home in this matchup zone now. Switched out of the man.
10 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes in the corner to Smith.
Great defensive possession. Got to finish it here. Got to finish it.
Up top to Garrison. He's going to drill to the right side. Put up for the fadeaway. Good.
That's a good shot. He elevated high on that fadeaway.
He has all eight of Chadwick's points as they have a three-point lead. 3 minutes left playing in the first quarter. Ball goes to Rosa on the right side. He's going to drill toward the corner, kicks it out to McLean. McLean's met by a double team, has the ball knocked away, and Chadwick comes up with the steal as Guerin is back the other way. He will give it try to throw it to Smith, but the pass goes wide of him and out of bounds on the far sideline. It will be Mount Holmes' ball on the turnover.
And Mount Holmes got to be careful. It's a 1-2-2 little full court that they bring back to half court trap. And when you get in the corner, they're going to push you in right there. They're about to come. Sometimes they jump it up top. Sometimes they jump it down low.
8-5, Chadwick up. Jackson Court putting up the jumper a little short. And the rebound is controlled by Podreski. And foul's going to be called or out of bounds?
It's like you're going to say dribbled it out of bounds. Okay. You got about this part of the court is we can't see.
Yeah, we're a little blocked here by a banner. So inbound pass goes up top to Gilbert as it'll be Mount Holmes' ball. Throws over to Podreski on the right side. Over to McLean near the corner. He's going to put up the three for the tie. No good. Rebound's controlled by Daugherty. He gives it to Smith, who's quickly back the other way. Now he'll slow it back up. Up top to Guerin. Thought about the three. 2:14 left to play in the opening period. Chadwick with the ball, leading 8-5. Ball goes over to Smith on the right side. Up top to Garrison. Now Smith has it between the circles.
Now I'm home in a man-to-man this time. We're switching up defenses every time we go down.
Smith with it. Still 10 seconds left on the shot clock. They're using every bit of that shot clock. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home as McLean comes up with the steal.
Good hands by Podreski to knock that ball loose.
Ball goes over to Rosa. Try to throw it to Podreski. He does finally control it. Up top to Gilbert. He drills to the elbow. Pulls up the jumper. Good.
Nice little step in right there.
Greg Gilbert with 5 points. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to 1. 8-7 our score. 1:35 left to play in the opening quarter. Almost another turnover, and it is. Pass went a little bit behind Guerin, and then he got a little too close to that sideline.
I'm telling you, get on the sideline over here. There is no room for the coaches. Not at all. If our camera angle gets on that side, look at it if you're watching on Bomber Sports Network. But there is just, the coaches, when they stand up, they're on the sideline.
Baylor Tate checks in for Mount Home, replacing Ethan Rosa. And the ball's knocked away as McLean's able to get it and avoid the turnover.
Yeah, Baylor's sophomore, brother of Blaine Tate.
And now Baylor Tate's going to draw a little contact.
Yeah, Baylor's a good player. Kind of different.
I think
19 in the benefit game, Deacon just said.
I think I got Garrison with that foul.
I think so. You're correct.
So Blaine Tate checks back in, replacing Baylor Tate. So that is Garrison's first personal foul, team foul number 2 against the Cardinals. Here's Tate with it on Blaine Tate on the left side.
Makes you wonder if Fulcher said, "Tate, get in." And Ben Baylor jumped up and said, "Let's go."
Yeah, right.
I would.
Here is Corp with it. He's going to pull up for the three in the right corner. Good.
His hot start continues. His hot start continues this year.
And they've got our third lead change. It's Mount Holmes on top, 10-8. 50 seconds left in the opening quarter.
Now Mount Home in that matchup zone now.
Garrison with it. He's going to dribble towards the lane. Finds Daugherty, but he can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball on the unforced turnover.
Fourth turnover there by Chadwick. Mountain Home only with 2. Mountain Home's up 10-8 on Garrison, pretty much, right? Garrison's got all 8 of the points for Chadwick.
Yes, he does.
Mountain Home's done a good job pinpointing 33 and not letting him drive to the lane.
Now Tom in the front court with about a 6-7 difference between the shot clock and game clock. Blaine Tate gives out to McLean. He's going to pull up for another 3 up top. Good!
That is how you beat this little zone right there. Get it down the corner, make them collapse. Kick it up top for the step-in 3. Mount Home keeps hitting those shots. Chadwick's going to have to do something on defense because they can't let Mount Home just have step-in shots.
Mount Home up 5. Shot clock is 10 seconds left in the quarter. Ball goes over to Guerin on the left side. What answer there? Back to a 2-point game. Are they going to get a shot off to beat the buzzer? No, they won't. But it will be Mount Home having a 2-point advantage after 8 minutes of play. Our score at the end of 1, Mountain Home leading Chadwick 13-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance.